97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Annie Fry. Happy to be with you here. And I think Ethan, is he going to join us for this segment? That'll be pretty
cool. Yeah, Ethan's going to come in here in just a second. So we'll get him in here.
I don't care what you do and how much publicity you get. There's no way I'm ever going to watch the WNBA.
What do you got against the WNBA?
There is nothing that's going to get me to watch the league. Here's the thing. If you were to put a tier list of sports together, where would it rank? So when it comes to just in general audience-wise, is it basically NFL? The next would be Major League Baseball. Then is it NBA?
I would think NBA beats out NHL.
And then NASCAR, then NHL, then Major League Soccer, and then
is this viewership or is this your tier list?
This is just, I think, in general, fandom and viewership. So you go down the list. I don't know how far you have to go down before I'm like, I guess I'm bored. I'll watch a WNBA game. It's just not going to happen. And I feel like a lot of it is them just trying to force it on you. Like, you have to like this because it's a women league. And if you don't, you hate women. I think that's what they're trying to play on you. And I'm not buying it.
Can I ask you a question? Is it the W part of it that makes it the worst part? Or is it like... Is it women's sports in general, or is it just that league in particular that you don't want to watch?
I think I gave up on pretty much every sport some time ago, so it's kind of most of everything has lost the ability to grab my time anymore. But outside of it, I just don't know how you enjoy it more than like even college sports. I feel like I can go and watch college athletics and get more enjoyment than watching the WNBA. Any day of the week. And so now when you add to the tier list, now WNBA is not even in like the top 15. So why? I'm not going to commit time into it. And it gets way too much publicity for the amount of time I think people care about it. But I think they have this such artificial fandom because of Caitlin Clark and the phenomenon that she is. She's like propelling the league into new heights that people know her name and they know the league because of it. So now you have to just like, okay, now you have to be a fan or you're looked at as anti-women. And I just don't want to play into that trap.
Ethan, what are your thoughts on the WNBA?
The WNBA is a league that is, I mean, it piggybacks off of the NBA.
Yeah.
I mean, it is, you know, without having the official numbers in front of me, it is a league that, if it wasn't for the NBA, wouldn't survive. I mean, its numbers tend to be in the negative, I'm pretty sure, as far as there is no profit towards the league. Now, I hope, you know, I hope that it can start building some success. It's good to, you know, the WNBA having success and having, you know, people in seats is not a bad thing. That's a good thing.
I would agree.
And hopefully, you know, that can continue to grow. And it has been, you know, it has been fun watching people get into Caitlin Clark and there be a little bit of excitement about it. And it is a little bit sad. It's a little bit frustrating it being turned into this race thing where people are, you know, start to make this wild accusation that people are only beginning to like the WNBA because the biggest name in it right now is white. I think that is so silly.
I think it's
so silly.
Well, this is basically what I wanted to get into when it came to the whole topic. One, I don't know if it's so much the popularity of the WNBA as the popularity of Caitlin Clark that people are attracted to the sport. And number two, one of the more recent articles is there's an Indiana senator by the name of Jim Banks. I know Jim Banks. I like Jim Banks. Remember, I lived in Indiana for a while. He was my congressman, so he came into our radio station all the time. We'd interview him, and he would just sit in my office, and we'd chat before he'd go on the air, and very, very nice guy. So his latest thing is that, okay, there was an investigation into Angel Reese's comments. She was playing in Indianapolis against the Fever, and Angel Reese said that someone in the audience said something racist to her, yelled something at her. So they looked at it. And you're talking about with Caitlin Clark, there's a million cameras and witnesses and video and broadcast. They reviewed everything and they found out, no, there's zero evidence of this. So now Senator Jim Banks says, I want an apology because you tried to drum up this race war against our home team because you don't like her. So you tried to make this into a racial thing. So I look at it like this. Is the WNBA just flat out racist in the sense that they will reject their biggest star because of the color of her skin? And it seems like the players, and Angel Reese being probably the most vocal one, don't like the attention is going to her because of her skin color. I find that as a valid argument. Now, Ethan, you make it sound like that's not a valid argument.
Like what? Which part specifically is not a valid argument?
The fact that there is this racial undertone to the WNBA right now because of Caitlin Clark being white and the rest of the league rejecting that because of the sport.
My argument is that it feels like there is. I'm not saying that there isn't that. I'm saying that it's sad that it feels like the pushback is that. That's what I'm saying. So I think we agree on this. I think we're seeing this in the same light. If you want to break it down into the simplest of reasons as to why people like Caitlin Clark, why is it? It's because she does things that other girls in the league can't do. Nobody else is pulling up from the logo and draining threes. The WNBA cannot rely on the athleticism that the NBA has, which is what brings people in. The speed that it is played with, the physicality, the intensity, the dunking is a big part of it. The finesse aspect of it is a whole new level compared to the WNBA. People like the plays that make them go ooh and ah. And the WNBA doesn't have that until you bring in Caitlin Clark that says, hey, I'm going to shoot it from right here. And then she does it and she makes it. They need more of that. And that, you know, breaking it down from the simplest of like, okay, what makes it tick? What makes people say, oh, I want to watch that? It's that kind of stuff. And until her, there really wasn't a lot of that. It has nothing to do with race. It has everything to do with, like, what do people want? And are you providing that product? Caitlin Clark is providing that product. It has nothing to do with race.
It's an exciting brand of basketball. It's I was thinking about this whenever you first, Ryan, when you were talking about your tier list. And I used to like to watch the United States women's national team play soccer in the World Cup. I thought that was fun to watch. And it was because it was an exciting brand of soccer. And it's because they...
Or hockey.
Yeah, I like to watch exciting things. And the WNBA, A, it's basketball. I'm not a huge basketball fan. About the only basketball I watch is March Madness, and that's because March Madness is, for whatever reason, March Madness captures that energy. It's the excitement, and I think Ethan's spot on with what he was saying. People didn't want to watch the WNBA because what they had wasn't exciting basketball, and Caitlin Clark brings an X factor to it and makes people go, what is she going to do next?
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
So let's look at the comments from U.S. Senator out of Indiana, Jim Banks, essentially saying that, hey, you owe these fans an apology, Angel Reese. You're saying something that wasn't true, and you're trying to paint Indianapolis and the fans of this club as racist because you claim they were yelling things at you when really that was clearly not the case. And they're trying to bring race into it because of it. That's part of it. They're trying to use this as a way because they don't like the person that's on the court that they're playing against. Now, if I were someone that was high up in the league and this was the WNBA and I was like the commissioner, I would be messaging her team. Is it Chicago Sky?
Yes.
I would be like, you got to compel her to cut this out, number one, because you have your league to protect at this point. Your star player is the only reason why people are watching this league, and you can't go out there and accuse her fans and her and, you know, kind of being racist at the same time. You can't do that.
Yeah, I do think, and to your point, is the WNBA racist? I don't know that the league is racist. I do think that there are racists in the league, if that makes sense. And I think it's a lot of like, I don't know that Angel Reese is racist. I know that she doesn't like Caitlin Clark. I know that there's a huge amount of jealousy out there for her. And like you would see her do the interviews where she goes, you know, people aren't just coming to watch her. They want to see me play. And it's like people watch you for a different reason. they want to see the me bounds.
So here's a question: is that rivalry? You know, we've discussed several things regarding Caitlin Clark in the opposition in this, you know, disliking, which seems to be because of her skin color. Is that negative for the league? Is the publicity that comes from the Angel Reese Caitlin Clark rivalry, is that bad for the league?
You know, this it's interesting you say that, because I feel like before that incident, they would have said, no, this is good for the league. But I think after this incident, they might be saying, eh, boy, maybe not all publicity is good publicity, because this does not make us look good.
I disagree. I mean, there's been, and the reason I say that is because it feels like ever since the beginning of that Caitlin Clark Angel Reese rivalry, even back to when they were in college, mm-hmm. and there was the first big blow up was when Angel Reese was at LSU and Clark was at Iowa, and they played in the Elite Eight or the Final Four, and LSU beat Caitlin Clark in Iowa, and Angel Reese is right up in her face as Clark's walking away, pointing at her finger like that, you know, they're gonna get the ring, and Clark is just walking away, and that got turned into a huge thing, and people were saying, oh, well, if it was the other way around, then you guys wouldn't have an issue with it, and it became a huge race thing. So I know this is a little bit different because race is, you know, they are bringing up the racial accusations here, but race has been a part of this rivalry and this argument ever since it got started. So that's why I would argue that regardless, even though it is stupid and annoying that race has to get brought up in the first place, why can't it just be fun antics and people not liking each other? Why does race have to get brought up? I still think that it's good for the league, because prior to it, we weren't talking about the WNBA at all. It was almost this, like, it's too much of a joke to even get any discussion time.
They were moving games to bigger facilities to get more fans into the facility,
exactly.
So they could watch games whenever Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese's
rivalry game. It's not a coincidence those the Chicago Sky and the Indiana Fever played each other the first game of the year, and it was the biggest conversation sports that evening.
I hate that it's that the racial element is a part of it. I hate that. I wish that it was just Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese have a rivalry. I wish it was that. But if my memory serves me, and Ryan, maybe you can correct me on this, you go back to the Johnson versus Bird thing and the rivalry that was, and was there not a racial component in that as well?
Yeah, I mean, decades ago, there's always going to be that undertone. But
I don't know that there was outright accusations, though, of the crowd being racist or saying racist things to people.
Well, did they just do that whole TV series on HBO or whatever, some of the behind-the-scenes stuff going on with Magic Johnson and the time? Was it HBO or Showtime or one of them? But they just had that one serialized dramatization of this whole thing going on.
That was HBO.
HBO. And they showed all the behind-the-scenes stuff, so it wasn't all pure.
No, I'm sure it wasn't. I mean, you know, the United States in the late 70s, early 80s is a different world.
Yeah. And I think Larry Bird played into that too. What was one of the great Larry Bird comments? Like, you're going to have to, if I'm getting this quote wrong, please forgive me, but I'm just going to do it anyway. So I think Larry Bird was like, he was playing off the bench and someone was guarding him and he looked over and he said, really, this is what you're doing tonight? Like, to the opposition bench? Like, what are you talking about? And he basically said, you're putting the white guy on me? All right. So then he goes, he just sounds like one of these great knights. So he kind of played into that too, but I think in a more, I don't want to say innocent way, but that's funny. Like, that is funny trash talk as opposed to trying to drum up hostility. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I look at the way, you know, you go back to that and there was trash talk, and Larry Bird was, the more I learned about him, he was the king of trash talk. Mm-hmm. He could talk
so good.
Trash.
He was so good.
But I also look at, like, what happens in the WNBA, and it's violent, and it feels malicious. Not just competitive, but almost malicious. Like, I don't just want to beat you. I want to beat you up. And I don't know that that's healthy. But again, to Ethan's point, I don't know that there's such thing as bad publicity for the NBA. The WNBA needs eyes on the WNBA.
Yeah,
how you sell advertising and all that other stuff.
I mean, A look of disgrace is better than an eye roll of like, okay, who cares?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay.
That's my thoughts on that.
Because honestly, I can only name three players in the WNBA.
You can name, I'm maybe at five,
I'm at
six at best.
You're at three? Are we thinking the same people? So you have
if you're thinking of Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and Brittany Griner.
That's it.
Oh, I forget. Yeah, that's
the only one I know. Because
that's all
Russian thing. Because that's it. All right. Well, all I can say is I see the articles, I see the headlines, I see people talking about it. I don't care how often it's put up in the news. I'm just not going to invest time into it. I love hockey. I love the NHL. Mm-hmm. I grew up watching the NHL. I grew up here in Detroit, so the Red Wings were like the biggest thing in the 90s and 2000s. Sorry. I know. Go ahead.
I have nothing but sympathy for Detroit fans these days.
That's enough. So I just completely lost everyone. But I look at that and I say, I love hockey, and I still don't have time to watch that. Like I don't have the investment into just caring about sports leagues because someone told me I should. I just don't.
It's because it's bad and hockey.
Gosh.
Red Wings, they had a rough couple of years.
I'm done.
Ethan's throwing bombs.
I know. It was a tough one. All right, Ethan. I heard a rumor. Do you walk into the building listening to Dancing Queen?
Do I walk into the building listening to Dancing Queen? Only on Fridays.
So this is true. So you're jamming to it on the way in.
Come on, that's how can you not be music. Jamming to Dancing Queen?
Oh, because there's a lot of other songs you could be jamming to.
Okay, you have to give me at least the benefit of the doubt. You know, usually I am picking out music for a female host also. So that
works.
That plays a part in this as well.
You've had fantastic music selection. I'm just kind of pulling your leg there. Ethan, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Thank you.